Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. A noisein mizaro la molech. Person gives any of his offspring to molech. Einu chayiv ad sheyimser la molech v'yaver beish. He's only chayiv when two things happen. The way the Rav learns, and this way the Rambam learns as well, is that he would give it over la molech, meaning the priests of this thing, whether it's an avodah zarah or it was chukaseim shel agoyim. It's a difference of opinions. But they would give it over to these priests of the ceremony of Molech, the Yaver Be'esh. And Teisenta brings the Rambam. Doesn't mean they would actually send the kids and kill them in the fire. It just means they had to pass through the fire, walk on the other side or go over the fire to the other side. And the raya that they bring that you don't kill the kid is because there's a shaila whether or not the father himself, you know, if he himself takes the child over. So he's chayiv, and obviously he can only be chayiv if he's still alive. So obviously he made it. Lechara, the child, made it too. So there are two things that need to happen. One is they would first give it over to the priest, and then the priest would do whatever they did to the child. And then the priest would give the child back to the father, let's say. And then the father would then walk over the fire. Masa l'moylech v'loy hever be'ish. If he first just gives it over to the moylech, but he never ends up going past the fire. Hevyer be'esh v'lei maser l'moylech, or vice versa, he goes over the fire, but he doesn't first give it to the priests. Einu chayv ad sheyimser l'moylech v'yaver be'esh. He needs both. So that's the iser. And if that happens, then he's chayv skila. Baal oiv. So what's the baal oiv? Ze pisom. This is pisom. Pisom is when a person would take a skull and use the skull through a ruach hatuma, the first soul says. It's a type of sorcery that it would tell you the future. Now the Rav has v'hamedaber mishechyoi, and meaning it's a new case, a person that would speak from his armpit. Same type of thing. He would also take a skull, put it in his armpit. Rashi ever learns that this is an explanation of what pisom is, that they would take the skull, pisom hamedaber mishechyo, meaning it's saying what they would do with the skull. They would put it in the armpit. Anyway, this is chayiv skila. V'yidoni. When the Torah says Yidoni, is Chayiv Skila, what's Yidoni? Zeha Medaber Bepiv. This, the Rav brings, that he would take a bone from the creature that we actually spoke about in Seder Zeroim called the Yidua. The Yidua was a very powerful, I think we had it in Kilayim, it was a powerful creature that was connected to the ground by almost like this long umbilical cord, and anything that got near it was just destroyed. It can kill everything. And the only way to kill it is by taking an arrow, it seems, and aiming it at the umbilical cord and severing that. So when this animal died, this guy would take a bone of the animal and it would speak from his mouth and speak about the future. And the Mishnah tells us, Harei Elu Beskilo. All of these are Chayiv Skilo V'Anishal Behem Bazara. And if a person, the Rav says, asks somebody else to do these things, like he wants to know the future, so he asks somebody to take a bone from the Yidoni and put it in their mouth, you know, to do the whole procession, he's over in Isser, where the Torah says, Al Tifnu Ela Oivais.